For today's Dales discussion, I'm talking to author Stephen Booth, whose series of crime novels are set here in the Peak District. Stephen, you were born in Lancashire and live in Nottingham. What drew you to the Peak District as a setting for your books?
Oh, well, it's such a perfect setting for the sort of books that I wanted to write. It has all those wonderful atmospheric locations in quite a small area, thousands of years of history, and I was drawn by the fact that I'm told it's the second most visited national park in the world, beaten only by Mount Fuji in Japan, because, of course, it isn't remote. It has all those cities on the doorstep, which brings in millions of people, visitors to the national park, and creates inherent conflicts and pressures for me to write about.
It's funny, I was just reading the synopsis to your 15th novel, Murder Road, which is just out in paperback. It starts off, it's about a lorry that gets jammed under a railway bridge. And at that point, I was thinking, I could see us running that as a news bulletin. And then it says, but the driver's missing and the cab's bloodstained. I'm not sure we get that many murders here in the Peak District. Your imagination obviously runs riot.
Well, I am a crime writer and I do have that sort of imagination. And very often it's the locations that give me ideas for stories. And I pictured that lorry being stuck under the railway bridge, a very specific railway bridge near New Mills. And the story started to develop in my mind from there.
Ah, how fascinating that it's a railway bridge that we might know. Whereabouts? Tell us.
I'm always a little bit vague with the details because, of course, I write about a village where a lot of the suspects live, which is just the other side of the bridge. So I tend to fictionalise the details a little bit to avoid getting sued.
Oh, you're keeping it mysterious. Well, your latest book's just published in hardback. It's called The Secrets of Death. Are you allowed to give us a preview? What are DC Ben Cooper and DS Diane Fry facing this time?
Yes, they've discovered a new phenomenon, which is called suicide tourism. And I got this idea from, I was thinking about people have very favourite places very often in an area like the Peak District, which they like to visit, or they have a bench commemorated to them after they die. And I thought if you were planning to take your own life, you might do it in one of those beauty spots. So poor old Ben Cooper and his team have to deal with a spate of suicide tourists not knowing where the next body is going to turn up. And, of course, there's always the suspicion that one of these suicides might not have been suicide at all, but a murder.
Oh, you're sending shivers down my spine. I remember having read one of your books and walking over from Edale to my home where I used to live in Chinley. And just, it really spooked me out. You do have...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm aiming to do, really. I think of the Peak District as it's a beautiful but dangerous place, and it certainly is in my books.
I'm glad it's not in real life. Well, you've got a book signing at Scarthin Books in Cromford on Saturday the 25th, and then a talk at Bakewell Bookshop on the 8th of July. You have such a hectic schedule. You must obviously enjoy engaging with your readers.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You know, the writing itself is so solitary. I live in my own imagination for a lot of the time, and it's actually very good for me to get out and meet some real people. And I'd love to get that feedback from readers to hear what they're thinking about the books and their opinions on Ben Cooper and Diane Fry is fantastic for me.
And I'm dying to ask, I saw on your website that you breed pedigree goats?
Yes, yeah, so we haven't had the goats for a few years now. I'm just so busy that, you know, they were too much work to keep up, really. But I really miss them, you know, because they are such wonderful, interesting animals with great personalities. And people do still ask me constantly about the goats. And I wish in a way that I could still have them, but it's just not possible at the moment.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of want-to-be authors out there who'd happily give up goats for your levels of success that you're enjoying. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.